Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. On Friday, as we've heard, Governor Ducey released his budget proposal for the upcoming fiscal year. He followed that up with an op-ed in The Republic. And with me for his weekly appearance to talk about that is Phil Boas, the paper's editorial page editor. And Phil, what did you take away from what the governor had to say to your readers?
I thought it was kind of interesting how he approached his op-ed as sort of his unfiltered voice to the people of Arizona, as opposed to his State of the State address, which was really a speech to policymakers and to the media as well. And the big difference I saw was in the State of the State address, he really made an on-top or the beginning emphasis on water and getting the drought contingency plan done. He was signaling in a very loud way to lawmakers that he was very serious about this and he wanted to get it done. In the piece that he wrote for us, he was really emphasizing that he's sort of the great fiscal steward of the state, that he has taken $1 billion deficit and turned it into $1 billion surplus. And you're not necessarily saying that he did it, but that has happened, and it has happened because that they've been careful in the way they've dealt with the purse strings of the state.
So. I don't want to ask you to try to get inside the governor's head, but why do you think that those two audiences got such different messages?
I think the piece that he wrote for us was more about legacy, and I think he will want to be remembered as the governor who straightened the ship, who got things going in a steady motion after some really difficult times in the state. This recession, I think we forget that how defeating it was. I mean, there was a lot of pessimism during this time, and we were beginning to question whether we were ever going to see the kinds of historic growth numbers we had seen in Arizona. And we're, you know, the good times are back. We're seeing them again, and he's really emphasizing that.
In his release of the budget, the governor referred to it as a fiscally conservative budget. It does have some additional spending for things like education. You mentioned water, the drought contingency plan. There's some money in there for that. Any big takeaways for you in terms of what the governor allocates money and how much he allocates money to particular policy areas?
It's really interesting how much money he's putting in the rainy day fund, because that is going to create a lot of controversy and already has. You can already hear, especially the left, but also the right, grumbling that we're going to have $1 billion on the rainy day fund if the governor gets his way, when there's a belief out there that there are a lot of spending needs. A lot of things that were neglected during that recession and in the jobless recovery that need to be attended to. So that's going to be the big battle in the legislature this year. You can just see it sizing up that way. The other thing that he really emphasized was public education and the money that he committed to that at the end of last session that he is committed to keeping in there. And there's a very interesting twist in an argument that he's making, and that is a number of people on the left who don't believe that the governor's education spending is sustainable, he's using that and turning that on them to say that the rainy day fund is going to actually ensure that it's sustainable. So you don't like the rainy day fund? Well, that's there in place to make sure that we have money for education and if things go south.
Now, there's a conventional wisdom at the Capitol. I'm sure you've heard it as well. I heard it when I was covering the Capitol, which is that in many ways, it's easier to do a budget in leaner times because the answer to everybody is no when they ask for money for things. Whereas now, when you have a little bit of extra money hanging around, you say yes to some people and no to some other people. It sounds like this is pretty much what you're saying, that, you know, the governor wants to put money over here and he wants people to say yes to this, but there are all these other competing interests that say, hey, well, that's great, but we also need X dollars for this and Y dollars for that.
Yeah, he's trying to tap the brakes on unchecked enthusiasm. He wants to make sure that now that there is money, that we don't go crazy on spending. And he wants to sock some away He wants to learn from the past and not get ourselves in a position where we're leasing and buying back state buildings and things like that, doing all kinds of budget gimmicks. He's rolling those back now. He's putting the money to put things back in place to a more stable budget picture.
When it comes to a rainy day fund in Arizona or anywhere else, based on people you've talked to and based on your experience, is there sort of a magic number that is where it should be to try to weather whatever next storm is coming?
Well, there are recommended numbers for where a state should be. And this number falls in that area, but there's a lot of disagreement about whether, you know, this is too much or not. There's strong feeling, especially on the left, that, you know, that we need to take care of the things that we didn't attend to during the recession and the jobless recovery.
All right, that's Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, as always, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.